Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Well, good morning and happy Labor Day weekend to you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do have a couple of callers that have requested to go on the air, and I'm going to get them on the air right away. So I'm going to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
This is Elvina.
Hi, Elvina. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I have money owed for quite some time. It's quite a large sum. Will it come through soon? Or
okay, what
it goes
says
through
here,
it has to do with an invention and
okay,
and the government and all that.
Okay, what it says here is the only way you get your money is by fighting for it. And that means that you're probably going to have to get an attorney. Do you have one already?
Yes.
Okay. Then what I would do starting Tuesday is put a fire under your attorney's butt and get that person to start acting toward your benefit. Because what it's saying here right now is that you have to be, you know, sometimes people, the best way to motivate them is to make them angry. And what it's saying here is that you're at the point right now of being angry enough to take action. And this is not about trusting that it's just all going to happen if you don't do anything. This is actually saying that it's absolutely time for you to take action. So I would say 10 o'clock Tuesday morning, you make a phone call to your attorney and you ask what's going on with the suit.
There's only one thing. It's not that what you're telling me. That's something going on. It's a totally it's someone totally different. His first name is Bill.
Right, and Bill's being an I would almost use a really bad word. Bill is not being very cooperative right now.
Right.
And because Bill is showing up reversed, which is why you have to have somebody that acts on your behalf that can be
okay.
More of a jerk than Bill is.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying you need to light a fire under your attorney's butt in order to
okay.
address what's going on with Bill. You, according to what I'm seeing in your cards, my friend, that you cannot trust
right.
Bill. You can't trust him. So the only way
okay.
you're going to have any action at all is if you turn around and have your attorney act as your gladiator to move this forward.
All right.
Because you are owed money here. And what it's saying here
yes.
is that you are not supposed to treat this as though Bill is going to come to his senses and be a good guy, because Bill is not a good guy.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I hope that helps. Thanks for the call.
Okay, well,
see you
thank
later.
You.
Okay,
bye-bye. I did it right.
We had a little trouble getting her on the air. Because we've been trying to get her on the air for several weeks. So let me see. I'm going to go to area code Hold on, I have a bunch of people that are first-time callers that have asked to be on the air. So they're getting a little preferential treatment here because it's the first time they've been on the air. So I'm going to go to area code 919. Hello, 919. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. What's your question?
My question is, my marriage has been a little off lately, and I'm not sure why. But wondering about that and whether it will affect the business arrangement between us.
Here's the funny thing. The remarkable thing about your business is it's actually poised to really do some great things. But there's a weird energy here. The first weird energy is that you may think that there's another woman to be jealous of. And what I'm getting here is that all that's doing is causing you pain. And so one of the things that I want you to do is as you interact with him regarding work, the more you keep this work focused, the more he's going to snap out of this.
Okay. Am I being paranoid about things?
Here's the thing. I want to tell you what I'm seeing here, and I'm just going to be as direct as I possibly can because I only get a couple minutes with you on the air. There is a woman interested in him, all right? But he's not interested in her.
Okay.
Now that's your power, okay, sweetheart? It took him a long time to marry you. It took him a long time to be with you because he wanted to make sure, all right? Now, the reason I'm telling you that is that it would take a woman that not only looked like, oh, I don't know, let me pick somebody that's really, really beautiful. Choose an actress that's gorgeous. I can't even think of one. Whatever. If the most beautiful actress on the planet that had the IQ of Einstein were to approach him, he would still be reluctant to do anything to ruin this marriage.
Okay.
And what you need to do is you need to treat him like everything's okay and that you trust him and that this woman may be chasing after him thinking she has a shot, but she doesn't. And so when you start concentrating on the whole reason he fell in love with you in the first place, which is how smart you are, what you've just done is made sure that everything is going to go great in moving forward. Because I don't see you two divorcing. What I see you doing is concentrating on the one thing that you guys agree on, and that's the business.
Wow, you hit it on the head.
Okay, I'm just telling you, it's coming up so clearly in your cards for me. And I wanted to tell you that the more that you treat him like you trust him, the more you realize that he's an attractive man. There are going to be women that flirt with him.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is that this particular woman that's flirting with him is trying to do it through just sexual energy. And I'm telling you, he's not interested in that.
Okay. And you are right. The more I get insecure about the situation, the worse the energy between us
because he feels it. So when you go back to what you know the two of you have going for you, which is the business, and when you start talking about business ideas, and when you talk about networking events, and when you talk about, hey, I read this article on in Inc. magazine, or I saw this great talk on TED, when you start talking to him that way, he's back on your team.
Okay.
But do not mention any suspicions because I'm telling you, sometimes when you voice your fear, you actually make it happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we back off and we go into concentrating on what the two of you really have going. And then the other parts all just fall back into place again because you never, ever, ever bring it up.
And that works with me worried that he's trying to screw me out of business stuff or money.
No, I don't see that.
Okay.
And what you need to do is go back into being all in.
Okay.
Okay. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Perfect.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right. Got somebody here from, hold on, let me find him. Do, 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 do. A little music while you wait. I've got somebody here from the 554 area code. Hello, 554. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Andra.
Hi, Andra. What's your question?
My question is there going to be a move for my husband and I through his work?
Yes. And there's a huge, big disruption connected with it in some way. But it's the best thing for your husband. So the first card's talking about a big disruption. And, sweetheart, you hate change. You hate it. You hate it in a big way.
Uh-huh.
And what I want you to do is I want you to move forward into the idea that this change is going to be the best thing that happens for the two of you. So what
okay.
I would do is I would say to him, you know what? I think that we should start purging stuff that we're not going to move with. I think we should have a big garage sale. I think we should donate a bunch of stuff. And it starts by you packing. And you start packing stuff you're not wearing, you're not using, things that are broken, all of those weird plastic cups that we seem to collect in our kitchen cupboards. You start purging, okay? And you say to him,
okay.
I have such good faith that this move is going to be awesome. Now, I'll tell you, the worst thing that could happen is it doesn't happen, but according to your cards, it's going to. And the more that you are open to it, the more you step into the change of it, and right now it starts with you being okay with the idea of letting things go.
Okay.
And when I say things, I mean the clutter that you've created in your living space.
Okay.
All right, because I'll tell you the cards. You have a card here of disruption, but it's happy disruption because you get to let go of something that has served its time. And then your husband gets to embrace a brand new opportunity that he so wants to have. And that the two of you, the relationship between the two of you is stronger than ever by you allowing him to have this. Do not fight it at all, please.
Okay.
And tell him.
This comes with his work.
What I'm telling you that this is the happiest thing that's ultimately going to happen with the two of you.
Great.
But you
Great.
Say to your husband, you know, honey, I'm totally open with the idea of us moving because I think it's going to benefit your career. And as soon as you say that, then all the guilt that he's feeling about having to disrupt the family and the household to do this goes away. And you open
okay.
the path to allow him to have this.
Okay.
Because then
you
your energy is not fighting
soon?
It. The timing of it is you may get notice about it in November, and you may move by April of next year.
Okay.
All right, Miguel.
Wow.
Gotta go. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from. Oh, stop that computer. Hey, do you guys remember the old series Get Smart? For some reason, that tune just do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You remember that? I remember that. One of my favorite series. And, you know, we lost one of the most brilliant actors ever this week. You know, Gene Wilder passed. The happy part of it is that now he's in the arms of his most amazing love, Gilda Radner. You know, I think that they, I can't remember what set they met on. They might have even met on Saturday Night Live. I'm not quite sure, but one of their best movies together was The Lady in Red. Awesome movie. All right, so I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello. It's Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. What's your question?
I wanted to know if I will see Yoni again or I need to move on.
Oh, wait, will you see who again?
Yoni.
Okay, let's see. Well, here's an interesting combo for you. This says he's caused you a lot of pain. And what I'm seeing here is that you actually are going to meet another man. So there's two men here. There's this gentleman, I think you said his name was Yoni. He is incredibly self-absorbed and very selfish about his own path moving forward. It's not that he doesn't care about you. It's about he cares about himself right now more than anybody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. But what's interesting in your cards is you have this other man here. And what it's saying here is that just when you've decided that you're going to put him, your boyfriend that you just kind of broke up with and had that fight with, you're going to put him on the back burner. And I see your interest going toward this other man. And it what's interesting is you meet this other man through some sort of a group activity or function. So it could be a class that you're learning. It could be at work. But what it's saying here is that right now, big step back from the boyfriend that you just broke up with. And what I'm seeing is I see a step forward to a man that is very, very attractive and treats you like a queen.
Will you only come back or no?
Oh, you're more concerned about it, me answering that question.
Yeah, because it's holding me back a little bit.
Okay, what it's saying right now is until you, I'm going to totally give you a different answer, because what it's saying is that until you actually define yourself as a person that doesn't need to be defined through a relationship, then no, he's not coming back. But if you
we actually lost contact over a year ago.
Okay, what it's saying is that when it's an energy thing, and I guess I'm trying, Nikki, to express this energy thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
What it's saying is that as soon as you step into kind of your full potential and your full energy, and there's another man that you meet, that's when you hear from him. So this is not about you. It's not about you deciding that you're going to wait for this guy, because I don't want you waiting, because waiting is holding you back. So you need to move forward. And as soon as you move forward, what this is saying is you're probably going to hear from him, but you can't stay stuck where you are right now because it's affecting you emotionally and financially.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Hope that helps.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank
you.
See you later. All right, bye. All right, let me see. There's one more call I want to get on the air. If I can get them. All right, I'm going to area code 919. Hello, 919. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Makisha.
Hi, Makisha. What's your question?
I have a love question. I wanted to see if you see anything happening with me and Steve moving forward, maybe the next month or so.
All right, let's see. Well, this is interesting. I say that a lot, by the way, because every time I turn people's cards over, you know, I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, and it's been my favorite deck for probably the last decade. And, of course, I've gone through a bunch of these different decks because I use them so often. Every now and then a combination comes up that every time a combination comes up, I find it interesting. What's interesting about you and Steve is there's a definite interest with him toward you.
Okay.
That's a big statement, I'm telling you. What is holding you back from the relationship moving forward is that you cannot treat him like any other man you've ever dated.
Nope.
He's very different. I mean, seriously, this guy is, like, really different. And I mean that in a loving sort of in a loving sort of Pokemon kind of way, that the guy is different. And when you can delight in him like he's a puppy or a kitten that doesn't know better, you will be irresistible to him. What you want to avoid doing is treating him like any other guy you ever had in the past, because you've got these two cards here. You've got a card here that says nobody can hold a grudge like you can. And you've got this other card that says nobody can beat you up like you can.
Oh, my word. Oh,
right?
My. Right.
Okay. So the way to get this guy's attention is get involved with things that interest you that also interest him. All right? So if you wanted to be the best dart player on the planet, learn how to play darts well. Especially if he plays darts and you actually like it. See, that's the key to the thing. You can't fake what you like and what you don't like. Because if you fake it, ultimately it's going to, like,
come
like
out.
If your guy likes to go on hikes and you can't stand it, but you do it anyway just because you want to be with him, eventually you're going to say, nah, I don't want to go.
Right.
And you kind of tricked him into thinking that you liked hiking when you really don't. Okay? But on the other hand, if you really want to be a great bowler and you say, look, will you go on a bowling league with me? And he goes, sure. And you actually find you like it? Well, now it's an interest the two of you share. If you both like wines, you learn everything you can about wine. Now, see, that's an easy one to like. I have to tell you a story. He's into politics?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's the point. If you're into politics and you guys have rousing intellectual discussions about the world and what's right and wrong, that's how to get his attention. But you really got to be into it. You can't fake it.
Yeah, I'm sort of into it, but not as strongly as he is. But
okay, this is a guy that really should have gotten a law degree or a degree in political science,
yes,
and then went on to get a law degree.
Absolutely.
Because this is the guy that needs to actually be in government.
Yeah, he actually ran for government somewhere at one point years ago. But, I think he's done with trying to go into the government. He wants a private life and all that stuff.
What's interesting here is that questions to ask him that would light a fire under him in a good way would be, you know, I know that you don't want to run for any kind of political career moving forward, but have you ever thought about setting up a scholarship fund for people that actually do want to have a political career?
Set up a scholarship. Yeah, for law. Yeah, he has done that actually recently.
Okay, so wait a minute. So he actually has a degree in politics and is an attorney?
He doesn't have a degree in politics, but he does. He's very, very smart, very, very smart. But he definitely has a scholarship fund out there for law, for people in law school.
Here's the essence of what you need to talk about with this guy. Is it all boils down to doing what's right.
Okay.
And if you can just simplify it to that, you can even say, do you know what I most admire about you? Don't say like, say admire. Say, you know what I most admire about you? And he'll go, what? Because, you know, it is all about him. And you're going to say,
of course.
You're going to say, I love that you always seek to do what's right.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to blow his mind because most women don't get that with him. Because in his heart of hearts, he really wants, he came to this world with this very high karmic bent that he has to do the right thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's not about, you know, yes, he's willing to step up and fight. Yes, he's willing to state his opinion. And God forbid you put someone next to him with the opposite view.
Yeah.
Seriously, there are people that just don't mix. Okay.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, the essence of what he is a man that wants to do the right thing. So when you say to him, you know what I most admire about you is that you always seek to do the right thing. That will do more for this relationship to move forward than anything else you do. Because when you agree that he's a good person and he's just got a different way, he's quirky. I mean, this guy is, he's quirky, but he'll never bore you, ever.
Oh, no.
All right, my friend. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, guys, I will be right back. Just give me a minute.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question. Ask about how to attract love. Or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
I just needed to shuffle the deck there so I could get kind of all in my fresh cards, if you know what I mean. Okay, so this is something I very, very rarely do. There's somebody that probably forgot to unblock their number before they called, and I'm going to go to that call because they've been on hold for 40 minutes, and I just want to see who it is. Okay, so hello there. You've blocked your number, so I can't announce your area code. Who's this?
Hi there. It's Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. What's your question?
I'm just curious what you see for love coming up, please and thank you.
Oh, well, that was nice, please and thank you, right off the bat. All right, hold on. Let's see. How'd you find my program, by the way?
On Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you do? Well, that's freaking awesome. Okay, so here's the thing. Your cards are indicating to get serious about your own happiness. So in connection to love, what it's saying is the very first thing you need to do when it comes to finding great love is somebody that's smart enough for you.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, everything else is unimportant, really. Remembering your birthday, being romantic, sex, all of that's really, it's icing on the cake. The very most important thing for you to do is to find someone smart enough for you. And so what I would do is put yourself in situations where you are introduced to smart people. Wine tastings are a really great way to be relaxed and be introduced. Joining Mensa is not a bad thing. The other thing you could do is find a political party that's a little bit more open-minded than the current polarized system we have now. I myself am a libertarian.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, whether or not you vote for the libertarian candidate, the people that go to those gatherings, you know, the groups, I'm trying to think of the, it's like a group, and I'm trying to think of the coalition, I don't know. But when you show up at these events, at one of those, it's really cool to see how smart the people are.
Yeah.
Okay. Putting yourself in situations where you're at charity events that seem to attract a lot of attorneys. And I'll tell you one in particular. I volunteer every year for the CASA Foundation, which means court-appointed special advocate. These are wonderful people that volunteer to help kids through the court system. They're just, these are angels. They really are. Because they will pull kids out of a bad situation. They may be the only representation for a child in the legal system because attorneys don't have time to do it. So these people volunteer. But the attorneys, every year at their annual gala, it's filled with attorneys and judges and smart people.
Oh, wow.
So what it's saying is, yes, love is coming to you by you placing yourself in situations where you can be around smart people. I do not see you meeting a guy at a football game or in a bar when someone's cheering on the 49ers. I don't see that. What I see is you being a part of a book club or even joining a bridge group where you're around smart people, and the smart people will connect you to other smart people. And that's the very first thing that I would recommend that you do, is do whatever you can to fill up your mind.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. That's awesome.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Thanks for taking my call. This is Diane.
Sure. Hi, Diane. What's your question?
Well, I'm about to begin marketing to agents some entertainment writing projects I've completed, 3 novels and a sitcom pilot, and was wondering what results you see me getting from that.
Okay. Do you know that I think the best person for you to approach with your story ideas may not actually be a TV station, you know, or someone that decides on programming? I actually think the best person for you to approach is the person that you'd like to see as the lead character in any of your stories.
Okay.
So, you know, so let's say one of my favorite actresses out there on the planet, and it's because I think she's beautiful and I think she's smart, is Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
All right. So if I were to write a story that I thought Sandra Bullock would be awesome in as a lead character, I would send her the outline of the story and see if she's interested. Because here's the thing, is that a lot of actors and actresses are now producing their own movies, right? So,
okay.
Or they're very good friends with other actors and actresses. So what happens is that the way movies work is not necessarily about producing or about showing off your story to a program director that might think about getting your script or your story. The way to do it basically is to find the person that might be interested in the story but also has the money to produce it. So you're kind of going the back door way about doing this, is that if you think Russell Crowe might be a great person to be lead character, or if you think Steve Martin might be a great person to be the lead character, you approach them first, or maybe you approach it through their agent.
Okay.
And you don't send them the whole story, although I'm sure that your novels are all copyrighted, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so your story's copyrighted, so you just send sort of a workable story outline, and then if there's interest, send the entire novel.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen from your novel is the next person, if they're interested, the next person that has to be hired is a screenwriter.
Right.
Okay. So, and the thing is that people that are professional screenwriters might pick up subtleties in your novel that you wouldn't pick up if you wrote it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? So what I'm actually asking you to do is decide in your three novels who would be the two leading characters that you would like to have actually do your movie.
Okay.
And I would go in that direction first, especially if there's somebody you haven't seen in a while on the big screen.
Because they might want work.
Exactly. So what happens is they might know friends. You know, I always think of the movie, what was the movie with the famous line, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my,
Sunset Boulevard.
Word? Sunset Boulevard. I knew it was Sunset something. I'm ready for my screen test or whatever it is, whatever the line is. There's that, an actress like that would have a hard time finding work.
Right.
Because we are so youth-oriented. Ellen Barkin's one of my favorite actresses. I think she's awesome.
So do I.
And you don't see her in a lot of things. But one of her most famous, she was in two movies I loved. The movie with Al Pacino where she, why am I, my mind's having a little hole in it right now when it comes to, but anyway, she was in a movie with Al Pacino that was just awesome. And then she was in one of the Oceans, I think it was Oceans 12 or 13, where she plays this sort of high-end casino mogul. And again, I think that was with Al Pacino. But she was marvelous in both of those movies. Sea of Love, that's the name of the movie. She was with Al Pacino.
Okay.
And yeah, have you ever seen it?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh, that's your homework assignment. She's
okay.
Awesome in that movie.
Watch that.
Awesome. Awesome in that movie, because she's just, oh my God, she's like, she should have won an Oscar for that because she was awesome in that movie. Anyway, so what I'm trying to tell you is that, yes, I do see that moving forward for you, but I see you doing it in a non-traditional way.
Okay.
And there's also one more thing I want to tell you. There's a website, info, I-N-F-O, so I like Iceberg, N like Nancy, F like Frank, O like Oscar, List, L-I-S-T, infolist.com. And it's a way for you to get on a email notification of upcoming things connected with the movie industry. So sometimes they're looking for new stories. Sometimes they're looking for a screenplay. Sometimes they have meet and greets with certain actors and producers. That's what I would get on right away. So you're
okay.
On that email list, and then it will give you other ideas to take action.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, Diane. Hope that helps.
Thank you very much.
All right,
see you
later.
Have a great day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 212 area code. Hello, 212. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mary from New York.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Okay, well, my question relates to whether you see me meeting my life partner in the coming months or 6 months or a year. And also, I wanted to ask about Harry, somebody who expressed interest in me last month. But, you know, I don't see things going anywhere.
No, that's not going anywhere.
But I'd see where he was.
Okay, so here's what I see about you, lovely Mary, is that you have a very, 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 very high standard of who gets to have your heart. And what's interesting is you've got a card, it talks about you being incredibly disciplined and picky about who's going to get your heart. Then you have these two cards that represent the two highest cards that a woman can get in a reading. And I want you to look them up online. The first one is called the High Priestess. The second one is called the Empress. You have both of these cards in your reading, plus this last card that talks about that you're incredibly picky about who gets your heart. So I already know you're perfect. I already know that you have a lot to offer in a relationship. But what's interesting is that you've been kind of swimming in the wrong pool to meet the right other fish. Boy, I messed that one up, didn't I? You've been fishing in the wrong pond for the right catch.
Yes.
That's much better. Okay. So what I want you to do, and I talked with someone earlier, I think it might have been maybe Michelle. What I'm seeing here, no, this was Michelle. Well, anyway, I can't remember which one. You know, the calls all flow together. But what I'm trying to tell you here is that you need to go to a higher level of people in order to meet someone that you could actually surrender your heart to. And I like the idea of people adopting the vibe of I'm seeking my companion of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go to that vibe, it's way more relaxed. And one of the biggest things that I see with you is that you meet somebody new and you immediately go into, is he the one? Is he the one? And I really want you to drop that thought process and instead go, could he be my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Because what it's saying here is you have a very, very long, I'm going to say it this way, gauntlet of tests that you put men through before they get your heart. So it has to start out as friendship first, no sex. I want you dating a lot of guys. I want you to be in group situations where you meet a lot of people, men and women. My biggest thing, I've been talking about this radio program, is learning about wine. Because what happens is that people, men in particular, that have achieved a certain level in their lifetime get very interested in wine sometimes. Because they can jump in their jet and go buy a case of wine, or they can go to social things that are all about wine. And I got to tell you this story. We had friends over for dinner last night, and these friends always bring us a bottle of wine every time they come over. And he is really quite amazing when it comes to wine. So he had to take a phone call. So we're all sitting in the family room yakking away before dinner, and he comes back with this bottle of wine that's covered with dust. And he says, I gave you this bottle 10 years ago and you haven't drank it. And we said, oh, no, we should open it right now. He goes, because, you know, it might be over the top. It is a Pinot. And so, you know, bless his little heart. He is in his way a wine snob, but delightfully so. And he knows it. So we open up this bottle of wine. Now, there was an argument between my husband and him that if the wine had gone bad, that my husband had every right to buy a wine refrigerator, like one of those big ones that puts like 100 bottles of wine in it. But if the wine was still good, we didn't need a frickin' wine refrigerator. Well, we opened the bottle of wine, and it was perfect.
Wow.
It was a 13-year-old Pinot Noir because it was a 2003, but it was perfect. It was the best bottle of wine that I think I've ever had. And he was blown away, and my husband doesn't get a wine refrigerator because we don't need it. But anyway, back to my point. What it's saying is that anything that you can get, and I'm going to use these two words, anything that you can get politically involved with that takes away your lonesomeness because you're with people that you enjoy and like, that's how you meet them. So it's an energy thing, not a timing thing. So as soon as you get in the energy of being kind of in the group and part of the vibration of the whole group with your unique way of being you. That's how you meet him.
Okay.
All right, my friend. All right. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jeanette. I thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate
sure.
it.
What's your question?
My question is kind of the same subject. I'd like to know about meeting the next love relationship.
So what's interesting about, and you probably mean that word a lot today, what's interesting about the way you asked your question is that what I'm seeing here is that when a man, there's a man here, I like him a lot, he's very easygoing, he does not, and this is the big secret I'm going to tell you, he does not want to feel that a relationship traps him. So when you concentrate on the vibration of companion of choice, instead of is he the one or can I marry this dude, as soon as you go into I like you, I like spending time with you, but, you know, I have a life outside of you. When you can go into that vibration, this man will find you absolutely irresistible.
Mm-hmm.
Irresistible. Because I see you coming up as funny and smart and spontaneous and amazing. And he's going to see you. The first time he notices you is when he sees you laughing and you're not looking at him.
Uh-huh.
That's how he notices you. So one of the best ways that I see you meeting somebody that could be your companion of choice for a lifetime is by you being in things that bring you joy. One of my very dear friends does those mutter races where everybody gets filthy by the time the race is over because it's basically an obstacle course. You're all in. You're using your strength. People are helping you get through this, right? But you're laughing and you're having a great time. You don't give a crap about your makeup looks like or if your shoes match your handbag because none of that's going on. What it's saying is that the more you get yourself into something that feels as though you've jumped into life, the more attractive you are to men. Because I will tell you, most men are not interested in the gals that just kind of hang around their house and don't do anything. So
yes.
If your habit has been go to work, come home, fall asleep during must-see TV, and then do the same thing the next day, that's not how you're going to meet him. But if your routine changes and that you start doing something outdoors every Saturday, I don't even care what it is, but if you start doing something that puts you in the path of men that you actually would be more interested in, men that probably work very hard during the week and they use their weekend as a bit of a physical or outdoor release in some way, even if you decided to take up playing golf and went, and I would recommend if you could do this on a Wednesday morning and take your lessons on Wednesday or Thursday morning, you're more likely to meet a man that probably still works but has a really flexible schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And learn how to play well. Don't play just because you're looking to meet a guy. Learn and play because you actually are interested in it and that you get the idea of hitting a little golf ball on a bunch of beautiful landscape land on a gorgeous day.
Right.
Because what it's saying is that the more you participate in things that are connected with life outside of your house, the more likely you're going to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal. Thanks
yeah.
for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Happy later.
All right. All right. I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, Mona. This is Keisha. I talked to you
Hi,
about
Keisha.
How are you today?
Good. What's your question?
Hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up that I got a job. I talked to you about a week or 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
You saw me in the customer service field. Well, I just
yes.
got a job last Monday.
in oh,
the field.
Yay. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Thank
yes.
you for telling me that you got the job. If I remember correctly, did you have to interview with a panel of people?
Actually, no, I did not. I just met with one person at the temp agency, and they sent
perfect.
Me out. Yes. I had to take a little test, pass the test, and I started working last Monday.
Okay, so when we talked before, I told you to hit the temporary service places?
Yeah, you actually told me to start acting like I'm looking for a job and not waiting for the job to come to me.
Right.
And you suggested that I take a pack of cookies with me and start handing out my resumes and just give it to the person at the front desk so that they can walk my resume into HR.
Yeah, I love that when it works. Because I'm telling you, you know, you do a cookie ambush or a donut ambush, or you bring HR a little thing of flowers. You buy the vase at the dollar store. You go to the grocery store and you get cut flowers, and you make your own arrangement, and you take it to HR. The thing is that by you doing that, Keisha, you made yourself stand out from everybody else. I think that's awesome. Congratulations. Did you have a question for me today?
Yes, I do. Currently, I live in the Bronx, New York, and I'm thinking about moving to either East New York, New Jersey, or West New York, New Jersey, and I want to see what timeline are you picking up for that move to happen.
Well, there, if you can wait until January to move, that's the best timing, because what I'm seeing here is that there's some really amazing news coming to you over the next 5 months. It may be a brand new job, that you having this job leads you to another amazing job that you may get around the first of the year. So be amazing at this job. Learn everything you can. Be all in. Be a team player. Be everything you need to be at this job. But keep one eye open for an opportunity that can springboard from this job to something that happens around January. So if you can hold out where you are right now till the first of the year, there's a lot of really cool things that happen between now and the first of the year for you.
All right. We're thinking just alike. That's what I was thinking, because even though this is a temporary position, it's supposed to end at the end of October. But I was told that sometimes this company do ask people to stay on for a permanent position.
Right.
So if they do ask me, I would say yes for the permanent position, but only temporarily, just to keep my eye open for the dream job that I'm after.
Awesome. Then we're on the same page, and I'm so proud of you. I'm sending you a big hug and kiss over the phone.
Thank you so
much.
All
right, sweetheart.
All right.
See you later. Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ann Mona. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Ann. What's your question?
I'm in the process of I want to retire next year, like around June, but I need to get rid of the things in my house. I've even had to get rid of some of my friends. I want to start like new. And yet I'm not sure where I want to go, but I know this much, that my daughter is now living in the Midwest.
Right.
That I want to try to be closer to where she is. On the other hand, she could move again, too. So whereas before I was, like, completely independent, I never was domesticated. I know I need to, like, go to a rental, but I need to go to a place where I could find more like-minded people. And then I'm listening to your ideas. You know, that sounds very good, you know, because political and golf and all, I need to incorporate that too. But do you see anything?
Okay, here's the thing. Wait. Here's the thing. You have never looked at this world like anybody else.
That's right.
And because I'm looking at it in your cards. And as a response, the world has not been very fair to you.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that the quickest way to motivate you is to piss you off.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe. I need to reach high, a little bit higher than I think
okay.
I can afford.
Wait a minute. Let me finish my thought. So here's the thing. You come from this place of almost always being boy, I usually hate using that word always. You come from a place where frequently your first reaction to something that motivates you is usually anger or being pissed off, right? Now, okay. The benefit of that is that you usually wait until your back is up against a wall before you take action.
Right.
So what it's saying here is instead of reacting, I want you to respond. And the difference between reaction and responding is reaction is a knee-jerk, almost all emotional impulse to act, right? But a response mm-hmm. is, wait a minute, why is this affecting me at such an emotional level? And how do I respond to this? That you look for the gift in the moment as opposed to the reaction in the moment. Because as I'm seeing your cards here, that you have not quite decided where it is you want to move. What I would recommend is that you move to a place where your money would last you the longest in mm-hmm. a very in a place that might be half an hour or 40 minutes away from maybe a downtown area. It doesn't mean that you end up – I'll give you an example. Like in San Diego, if you mm-hmm. live in El Cajon, you can still find an apartment that's very, very reasonably priced. But
right.
you are a trolley ride away from downtown San Diego,
right.
from Seaport Village, from the beach. So you're a trolley ride away from cultural events, anything that you might want to do. But where you live is actually very frugal.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is I want you to look for a place like that, whether or not there's any relatives that live there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want you counting on your daughter and moving there just because family's there. What it's
mm-hmm.
saying instead is that you need to move to a place that actually allows you to expand your own physical and mental horizons,
mm-hmm.
whether or not there's other people there you know, because you're creating yourself to be, you're presenting yourself to be the person you really are instead of trying to be what you think other people think that you want, what other people think you want to be. Wait a minute, I said that wrong. You're being who you truly are instead of trying to be someone that people like.
Right.
Okay.
And I
hope that helps, my friend.
And I get what you're saying because I came from out a little bit, you know, one of the boroughs in New York, so I know about that being close to the city thing. Then
Got
I
it.
Traded off to the suburbs, but more lower level suburbs that I could afford, and it's just utterly frustrating to me because I can't find what I want. Yeah.
Well, the other thing you can do is start up a house sitting business where you actually hang out in people's houses, live in a modest place, but hang out in people's houses and charge them, you know, a modest amount to live in the city for a week or two at a time.
Mm.
Just a thought. Gotta go. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right. Got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. You've called many times. What's your question?
Yes, I have. And I'm the lady who had the panel interview at Anthem Blue Cross. And I was under a hiring manager review for over 6 weeks. So I allowed myself to think I would get that job, but I did not. I almost have a sense that something happened, that somebody shuffled my paperwork away somewhere or something. I don't know. But I got back on the bandwagon and I started applying online. And I applied to the company and I actually got a call on Friday, and I spoke to a very nice gentleman, and he interviewed me at length, and we had a fabulous rapport, and it turns out, God works in mysterious ways, that they're kind of like a third-party company for the major Northern California healthcare company that I've wanted to work for.
Oh, that's funny.
And I would not be an employee of that major Northern California company. I'd be this other company's employee, but it's no temp agency involved, and it's
Yay.
Full hours. And I have my interview on the 9th at 3 p.m., and
it sounds like they, you know, if hired, it sounds like I'd probably start fairly soon. And it's similar to the work that I've done for so long, medical insurance on the phone.
Right.
Do you think I'm going to get this job, and will I like the job?
Okay. You have amazing cards. You have a card here that talks about taking action in a new direction where you need to be actually willing to start this job very quickly. Because according to what I'm seeing in your cards, is you dodged a bullet with the last job not hiring you. So I actually think that's a blessing. The other thing is you don't have to do this the hard way. When they meet you, they're going to like you. And what I would do is I would wear some sort of brightly colored either blazer or scarf so that they remember that they remember the color that you wear, you know, something like a bright magenta or a bright lime green, something that's just pretty and bright. Because the conclusion card, when you said that your interview was at 3 p.m. on the 9th, your conclusion card resonates the number 3. And this particular card says the angels are guiding you. So relax into the interview, relax into the questions, give yourself a good 3 or 4 second pause before you answer a question. So if someone asks you a question, I want you to take a deep breath, I want you to count 3 seconds, and then I want you to answer the question. Because sometimes when people ask a question, they're going to ask you a supporting question right on top of that. So you want to wait for it, all right? So I want you to ask, and then I want you to come up with some really thoughtful questions that says that you've researched the company. So one of the best questions to ask is, tell me the kind of employee that is incredibly successful for your company.
Okay.
That's a great question to ask. Because they're going to tell you the exact employee they're looking for, and then in any future questions you have moving forward, all you do is you express what they told you is a perfect employee back to them. So good luck. I'm sending you all kinds of blessings, and can't wait to hear what happens.
Should I wear the gray suit and carry a red bag, or should I wear the rose kind of shiny suit? It's more like satin. Suit
yes,
with
that
a black
one.
Bag.
The rose one. Yeah, the rose one.
The rose.
All right,
and
gal pal, gotta go. Thanks.
I like the joke?
All right. So, all right, you guys, I will be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I think you're all wonderful.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.